From the Beatles to Nirvana, from Chuck Berry to Bob Marley, from grunge to pop, from rock to hit musical numbers, music has affected every person on this planet. Music has inspired greatness in this world. It's the reason we as people remember certain events in our lives. Everyone has some song that they associate with a moment in their life. Whether it's good or not, the song made us feel something. Whether that be your last day of high school, walking out with your fist raised high, humming along to Simple Minds' Don't You. Or that memory is of that wonderful summer you spent camping where you fell in love listening to Starship Jefferson's Jane. Or maybe that memory be a bonding moment when your parents finally believe in you and your dreams, and all you can hear in that moment is Africa by Toto. Music affects everyone, but there is one band in particular that has affected my own and many other lives. This band, with their music, has gotten me personally through some rough times in my life. So, I would like to make this in tribute to what I believe is the greatest band to ever exist. This is the story of the great, the best, the ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra. The story of ELO starts off in Birmingham, England, with singer, songwriter, and vocalist of The Move, Roy Wood. In 1970, Wood had an idea to create rock songs using violins, cellos, string basses, horns, woodwinds, and a plethora of other instruments to give his music a classic sound. Jeff Lynne, member of the band The Idle Race, was excited about this idea. So, Lynne, after much soul-searching, left Idle Race and joined Wood to focus on the idea. In 1971, the idea became a reality, with ELO's first song, written by Lynne, 10538 Overture. In 1972, ELO's first album would be released in America, titled No Answer. The album was titled this due to an American record company secretary trying to call the UK record company to get the name of the album. And when no one answered, the secretary left the note saying, "No answer." Later in 1972, ELO would play their first ever concert at the Fox and Hounds in Croydon, UK. However, while things seemed all right for ELO, tensions would soon arise. Months after their first concert, Lynne and Wood would start to argue over the management of the group. And during the recordings of the band's second LP, Wood left, taking cellist Hugh McDowell and horns and keyboard artist Bill Hunt. Wood would leave ELO to form the band Wizard. After Wood left, music press made claims that without Wood's leadership, the band would fall apart. And they would have been right had Lynne not stepped up to lead. Lynne led the band comprised of Bev Beavan, Mike Edward, Wilfred Gibson, Richard Tandy, and new recruits Mike Day Albuquerque and Colin Walker to new and beautiful heights. In 1973, ELO released their second album, ELO 2, which would feature their first top-charting single, a cover of Chuck Berry's Roll Over Beethoven. After this, ELO appeared on American Bandstand, which jump-started their American popularity. They would spend the next 9 years touring the US and most of Europe. However, while ELO was growing in popularity, that didn't mean their troubles were over. With a dispute over money, Gibson ended up leaving the band. Shortly after, Walker left the band due to the touring keeping him away from his family. So, Mick Kaminsky joined ELO and Hugh McDowell came back to the band in support of ELO's third album, which featured their popular song, Showdown. She cried to In 1974, ELO released their fourth album titled El Dorado, which showcased their top 10 charting single, Can't Get It Out of My Head. This album would become ELO's first gold album. In 1975, ELO's popularity would continue to grow with the release of their album, Face the Music, which would spend 48 weeks in the Billboard Top 200 and spawn the hit songs Evil Woman, and Strange Magic. In 1976, ELO would continue their string of greatness by releasing the platinum-selling A New World Record, which would showcase the band's first million-selling single, Telephone Line. ELO wouldn't stop there, though. In 1977, the band released their most successful album, Out of the Blue, which would become certified quadruple platinum and awarded the Nationwide Music Award for Album of the Year. This album, which spawned possibly ELO's most beloved song, Mr. Blue Sky, also spawned their first world tour in 1978. This world tour would see ELO selling out London's Wembley Arena for 8 straight nights, and would also find them performing in front of 80,000 people at the Cleveland Stadium. The performances would be billed as the Big Night, and would be the highest grossing concerts in history up to that point. ELO had become so popular that artist Randy Newman actually created a tribute song to them titled The Story of a Rock and Roll Band. Even with all of their success, it wasn't until 1979 that ELO would release the album Discovery, which would contain on it their biggest hit, Don't Bring Me Down. In 1980, Lin wrote half of the film score for the movie Xanadu, and he created the film's best-selling song, Xanadu. With the success of the Xanadu album, the creations of hit songs I'm Alive, All Over the World, and Don't Walk Away came to reality. In March of 1986, ELO released Balance of Power, a successful album, but this would also be ELO's last album for the next 15 years. Lin would go on to focus on producing other artists' work, such as George Harrison's Cloud Nine and Randy Newman's song Falling in Love. In 1989, Lin is crowned Best Producer by Rolling Stones magazine. Many years later, in 2001, ELO would return, releasing their album Zoom, which would star the hit song All Right. In 2008, Lin is named by the Washington Times as the fourth greatest record producer of all time. From Mr. Radio to Sweet Talking Woman, ELO has created many masterpieces. Their music has been used in films and in the adapted from film Broadway musical Xanadu. ELO has touched the hearts of many and will continue to do so as long as their music is played. They are, in my opinion, the greatest band to ever live. They are Electric Light Orchestra.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong?
For WHJE, this has been Michael Davis.